He looked at him, he said, why would you call a horse Pickles? He said, well, because she looks like a pickle barrel, that's why. And Inez was saying, Skeeter, come on, let's go, we're leaving. He said, Jackie, could I bring Pickles and Grandpa over tomorrow? He said, I want you to see him. Tom was standing nearby and shrugged his shoulders, and Jackie shrugged his shoulders. He said, well, thank you, Jackie. I'll be over the first thing in the morning. Jackie looked at him and said, well, don't rush too much. Oh, he said, I won't. He said, thanks for inviting me, Jackie. Thank you. He jumped and threw the canvas over the back, and the buckboard disappeared. Jackie looked at Tom and said, well, it was nice you invited him, Jackie. Jackie said, I didn't invite him. He said he was coming in the morning. What could I say? Tom looked at him. Well, I'm glad he's your friend and not mine. Skeeter told Jackie that he would come back tomorrow with Grandpa, his dog, and Pickles, his horse, because he thought Pickles and Grandpa were the best dog and horse in the whole world. So Tom told him, he said, well, I'm glad that he's your friend and not mine. Why do you say that, Tom? He said, you have to entertain him, I don't. He said, yeah, I think he's going to be pretty hard to entertain. They went about their business the rest of the day, looking up at the dam and trying to figure out what might have happened to the cattle. And the next morning, bright and early, they were having breakfast. Tom was asking Jackie, what are you going to be doing today, Jackie? Well, I thought I'd go with you, Tom, see if we could find any more information on the missing cattle. He said, well, that's a good idea. About that time, yoo-hoo, where is you? Jackie looked over at the screen door. He saw Skeeter with his nose flattened out against the screen. He said, yoo-hoo, is you in there? Says, yes, come in if your nose is clean. Skeeter opened the door and said, how dare you tell me my nose is dirty? I didn't say your nose was dirty. I said, come in if your nose is clean. He said, my nose is always clean. He said, well, if you go look in the mirror, he said, that screen must have been dirty then. He went over to the mirror. He said, ooh. He took his sleeve and wiped his nose. He said, now my nose is clean. Tom looked at Skeeter. He said, good morning, Skeeter. Good morning, Mr. Tom. He said, that breakfast sure looks good. Did you have breakfast, Skeeter? Oh, sure, he said, sure. He said, but that breakfast of yours sure looks good. He said, would you like some? Oh, thank you, thank you. He pulled up a chair. And Nancy kind of frowned, and Mr. Miller was sitting there. She looked at Jackie, says, is your friend going to be around here every day? Says, I don't know. He said, pass the eggs, pass the bacon, pass the bread, pass the butter, pass the jelly. Pass everything this way, please. Nancy looked disgusted, but he doesn't have many manners, does he? What did you say, Skeeter? I said that I'm learning my manners. Oh, that's what I thought you said. He said, well, we'll pass you the things one at a time. Finally, Tom looked at him. He said, well, did you say grace, Skeeter? He said, I don't even know grace. He said, I never even met her. He said, I met Nancy, though, and she's a girl. He says, I know that, but grace, I mean, did you say your prayer before you eat? Oh, yes, at home I did. I did that before. And well, that's all right then if you said it once. He said, we like to say grace before we have our meals. He said, well, how nice. How really nice. Nancy looked at Jackie. He says, how long is he going to be around here? Well, he's going to spend the day with me. She says, oh, it's going to be a long day, isn't it? Finally, Skeeter finished. He said, wow, is I full? He said, I won't have to eat for a week. Tom says, "That's good." He said, "Well, I won't eat for a whole week until noon." Jack said, "A whole week until noon?" He said, "Yeah, I get hungry by noon." He said, "Well, we're going to go out and look at the dam and see if we can find the stolen cattle." He said, "Well, I'll go with you." He said, "Oh, come on." He said, "I forgot to tell you." He said, "Come see Pickles and Grandpa." He practically yanked Jackie off the chair and pulled him outdoors. And he said, "Look, there's Pickles." Jackie looked up and he saw this swayback horse with short legs. He said, "What do you think?" "Well, it's a nice horse." He said, "I knew you'd like him. Real nice horse." He said, "Someday I'll race you, huh? With your horse, huh?" "Well, I suppose." And there's Grandpa. Grandpa was lying down in the shade. He just looked up, opened his eyes, and closed them again because he didn't want to be bothered. "So what do you think?" He said, "They're real nice. They're real nice." Ritzy went over and sniffed and walked away from Pickles. He didn't want to be bothered either with him. He said, "Well," he said, "we better go." He says, "We're going to go out and see if we can find the stolen cattle." He said, "I'll go with you." He said, "Because, boy, am I..." He said, I'm an awfully good detective." He said, "I guess you could go. Tom, could Skeeter go with us?" He said, "Well, I guess so." He says, "Come on." He said, "All right." He got on Pickles. He said, "Giddy up, Pickles." He said, "Fly like the wind." And Pickles clip, clop, clip, clop. "Is that as fast as Pickles go, Skeeter?" "Oh, no." He said, "Now go real fast." Clip, clop, clip, clop. "That's as fast?" "Well, that's pretty fast. That's like the wind, Jackie." He says, "Well, all right, I hope you can keep up." They started to ride out towards the dam, and finally when they got up there, some of the men caught up with Tom. He says, "Tom, I think the fence is down. You want to ride up over," he says, "to the North 80? He says, "We need some advice over there about the fence." He said, "Well, where's Jeff?" He said, "Well, we haven't seen him around." He says, "All right." He said, "You boys, what are you going to do?" Jack said, "Well, I thought I'd ride up towards the dam," he said, "up by the waterfall," he said, "and show Skeeter where the cattle disappeared." He said, "All right." He said, "Don't get into trouble." Skeeter looked at Tom. "You know me. I don't get into trouble." He says, "Yeah, I know you, Skeeter." He said, "What do you mean by that?" He said, "Oh, nothing. Come on." So they went up toward the waterfall, and sure enough, they saw the hoof prints. And Jackie kept saying, "Skeeter," he says, "now how would those cattle get out of here?" He said, "Well, I know." "You do?" He says, "You mean you know how they get out of here?" He says, "Sure." He says, "You see, they sprout wings during the night, and they fly over the mountain peaks." He said, "They fly over the mountain peaks?" He says, "Sure, how else would they get out of here?" He says, "Cows don't fly." He said, "Well, if reindeer can fly," he said, "cows could fly." "So what do you mean, reindeers?" He said, "Well, how do you think Santa Claus gets around?" He said, "Well, I never thought of that." He says, "But cows," he says, "Santa wouldn't have a bunch of cows hooked up to a reindeer." He said, "Why not?" He said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "It's supposed to be reindeer." He said, "What do reindeer know?" He said, "Cows know a lot more and they're stronger." He said, "Well, that's beside the point." He says, "Let's go." So they got on their horses and they started to go over towards the rocky part of the plateau. Skeeter liked to look for frogs or whatever he could find. He was always stopping and looking and poking a stick in a hole trying to get a ground squirrel or something. He said, "Come on, Skeeter, leave those animals alone." He says, "One of these days they'll get you and eat you up." "Who eat who up?" He says, "You." He said, "You're always getting after him. Get on your horse, let's go." Skeeter dropped the stick and jumped on Pickles. He said, "Come on, Pickles, like to win." He said, "They might be after me now." Finally, they came to the big rock, and they were tired. They put their horses behind and tied them to some bushes. so they could feed on some grass around there. And about that time, Skeeter and Jackie climbed up on this big rock because Skeeter was afraid that maybe some of those little animals he's been picking on would get after him. And as they were sitting there, far in the distance, Jackie says, "Look, there's a rider coming this way." Skeeter, "I wonder who it is." He says, "Quick, hide." He said, "Jackie, look, oh, the other way." He said, "There's someone coming from the other way." Jackie looked, he says, "You know, I recognize that horse." He said, "That's Jeff." He said, "That's Jeff." He says, "Come on, slide behind the rock." He said, "What for?" He said, "Because I said so, now do so." He said, "All right." He said, "You don't have to get so mad at me." He said, "It's important, get behind the rock." And finally, as they peeked from behind the rock, Jackie realized that it was Jeff. And from the other end, when the man got closer, they realized it was the sheriff. And they stopped right on the other side of the rock. He says, "Well, I see you got here." He says, "What do you want, Jeff? We shouldn't be seen together." He said, "I've got problems." He says, "Well, now what's the problem?" He says, "We have a man by the name of Tom Dawson around here." He says, "We've got to get rid of him." "Now, wait a minute, Jeff." He says, "I came in on this deal." He says, I agreed that I wouldn't look for your cattle and stuff, but he says, "Not this." "Listen, Sheriff, you're up to your neck in this. And the only way we're going to get out of it is to get rid of Tom." "Well, I don't want any part of it." He says, "Well, you're going to get a part of it." He says, "I don't know how we're going to do it, but it has to look like an accident." Skeeter says, "Hey, Jackie. Shh. Said, "I'll see you later." He says, "All right, Jeff." And just about the time he turned the horse around, Skeeter was going... Jackie stuck his finger under Skeeter's nose. "Oh, thank you so much." And pretty soon he started to sneeze again. Jackie stuck his finger under Skeeter's nose. "Oh." He said, "Thank you. Achoo!" Jeff yelled at the sheriff. He said, "Hey, what was that?" He said, "I don't know. It sounded like a sneeze." He said, "Did you sneeze?" "No." "Did you?" "No." "It sounded like it came from behind the rocks." "Jackie, what am I going to do?" "Shh." "I don't know." "He said, they're going to get us." "Quick, get Pickles behind that other rock over there, quick." He grabbed the cinch and loosened it and threw the saddle off, took the bridle off. He says, "Get out of here, Rainbow, get. Rainbow started to come out from behind the rock. Jeff looked and smiled. He said, "Oh, you're just a horse back there." "Ah," he said, "I thought maybe we had somebody listening." He said, "Nah, who'd be out here? Nobody'd be out here." He said, "So long." And they both left. Finally, when they were far enough away, they both gave a deep sigh of relief. But on the way back to the ranch, it dawned on Jeff Davis, what was Rainbow doing out there, loose on the range? When Jeff arrived at the ranch, he looked around for Jackie, see if he got back yet. And he was nowhere around. Jackie and Skeeter, of course, were relieved that they had gone on. Skeeter looked at Jackie. He said, "Jackie, how are you going to get back?" He said, "Well, I'm going to ride with you on Maggie." "Oh, yeah, but what about your saddle?" Pickles. Yes, Pickles. Pickles instead of Maggie. So they decided they would get on Pickles and leave the saddle there, and Jackie would come back after it later. So as they were riding towards the ranch, Jackie could hardly wait to see Tom. And finally, when they got close enough, he saw Tom walking over towards the corral. He says, "Tom, Tom!" Jeff, who was nearby, heard it. He says, "Come here, we've got something to tell you." Jeff watched. Tom says, "What is it, boys?" He said, "Hey, Tom, we found him. We know where the cattle is, and we know who's doing it." He said, Jeff is doing it, and the sheriff, they're rustling, and they're going to get you, Tom." "Wait a minute now. What's wrong?" Jackie looked at Tom. He says, "Tom, they did say they were out to get you." He said, "They're going to make it look like an accident because they want to get rid of you." He says, "Jeff and the sheriff." "Hello, boys." They turned around. It was Jeff. "Did you have trouble with your horse, Jackie, or something?" He said, "I saw him out in the field." No, we had no trouble, did we, Jackie?" "No, no trouble." Tom says, "Well, we'll see you boys later on." He says, "I've got some work to do." And he kind of looked at Jackie as if to say, "Talk to me later. This is no place to talk." He said, "But Tom," he said, "Well, we want to tell you, we were out behind the..." Jackie kicked him in the... "Ouch!" He said, "What are you kicking me for?" He says, "Keep quiet." "Oh." He said, "Well, you know me, Jackie. I'm no blabbermouth." He said, "Make sure of that." He said, "Well, I wouldn't tell a soul." Jeff was listening. He said, "What's going on, boys?" Jackie looked up. "Oh, nothing, Jeff," he said. We had a little trouble there." He says, "I had trouble with my saddle." And he said, "It's all right. Tom will take care of it." "Tom," he said, "I left my saddle out there." He says, "The cinch came loose." And he says, "Would you pick it up?" He says, "Sure, Jackie." He says, "Forget it." So that evening, Jackie and Skeeter went into the parlor and they sat down with Tom and Mr. Miller and they talked about it. And now they knew what was going on. For some reason, Jeff was getting rid of the cattle with the sheriff, hoping that Skeeter would sell the ranch, and then it would be, or Jackie would sell the ranch, and then in hopes that they would get the ranch, and finally it began to dawn on Tom what the deal was. He said, "Well, Mr. Miller," he says, "I'll tell you what I think." He said, "It may not be true, but I think..." "Tom, but they said they were going to get you." He says, "Don't interrupt, Skeeter." He says, I'm aware of that, and I don't want you boys to worry about it. I'll take care of myself." He says, "I think Jeff would like to buy this ranch for one reason." "What's that, Tom?" "Because of the water rights." He says, "Now all the ranchers get all the water they want when they need it." Now, if somebody with a little crooked mind wanted to hold the water back and make them pay for it, he says he could become a rich man. He says, "That's right, Tom. That is right." He says, "That might be the answer. But I have no proof of this, but I would suspect that that's what Jeff is trying to do." Skeeter says, "That crooked snake in the grass." He said, "You would what?" "I'd probably get up and run." "That's what I thought." He said, "But I'm no coward." Jackie went boo. He went, "Ah!" "You're not very brave, Skeeter." He said, "Well, you don't have to scare me like that." Finally, Tom laughed. "You boys better get on to bed." They went upstairs because Skeeter had begged and begged that he stay. And they had taken the bunk beds down. So Jackie and Skeeter went upstairs and the bunk beds were separated because Jackie didn't want anything to do with Skeeter going up and down like he did. So they got into bed and Jackie put out the light. Jackie, you. He said, "I'm asleep." "Oh." He said, "Wait a minute, Jackie, if you're asleep, Why are you talking to me? He said, I'm talking in my sleep. Oh. I said, Jackie, you know what? No, I'm talking in my sleep too. Jackie said, Skeeter, he sat up in bed. Look, let's get to bed, it's late. He said, okay, I just wanted to ask you, Jackie, do you think Tom knows what he's talking about the cattle in the water? He says, I don't know, but Tom's usually right. He said, and you better believe that too. He said, yeah, I know. He said, well, let's get to bed. So they went to sleep, and bright and early the next morning, Chinky had breakfast as usual. Mrs. Miller was getting quite better. She also started to come with the aid of a cane, began to come to the table, and she enjoyed visiting and seeing everybody. And she tried to help as much as she could with what kind of work there was to do. So this particular morning, there was sort of a hush-hush thing going on, and people had strange looks, and finally Skeeter began to drink his milk, and over the top of the glass, he looked around at everybody, and finally he put the glass down. He said, what's everybody doing the Google eyes at everybody? And he stuck his hands and made cones around his eyes. He said, everybody look at everybody else. He's like that. Jackie looked at Tom. He says, Tom, what is it? I know it too. He says, I'll tell you later. He says, we're trying to keep it a secret. He said, you can tell me, Tom. You know I'm no blabbermouth. He says, yeah, I know. So after they had finished breakfast, they went outside in the garden. Jackie says, Tom, what is it? He said, well, he looked around, make sure no one was listening. He says, Nancy's having a birthday. He says, day after tomorrow. She's going to have a birthday? Why? Well, why? Because it's her birthday. Jackie says, Tom, he says, that makes a big problem, doesn't it? He said, that's the reason I'm telling you, Jackie. He says, you can ride into town today or tomorrow and find something. He says, I may be going in tomorrow myself. He said, there's some pretty scarves in town, make an awful pretty gift for a girl. Excuse you, who wants a scarf? You wouldn't catch me dead wearing a scarf around my head. You're not a girl, Skeeter. Jackie. Skeeter. So finally, Tom left. Jackie sat down on the bench. Skeeter sat with him, and they both put their chin down in the cups of their hands. And Jackie was thinking and thinking. He says, I just don't know what you get a girl for her birthday. Skeeter said, I've got it. I've got it. And he jumped up. He says, got what? He said, the perfect gift. Jackie's eyes lit up too. He says, what is it? Tell me. He said, well, he said, at home, Jackie, I have this gray, big, nice, beautiful frog. He said, he's my favorite. I call him Croaky. Oh, I don't know, Skeeter. He said, of course you like, Jackie, would you like a great, big, beautiful frog that's fat? He said, well, sure, I would. He said, see, she'd like a frog. Everybody likes a frog. Oh, I'm not so sure. Jackie, you don't know anything about nothing. He said, believe me, that's what I'm afraid of. He said, she will like it. He said, you really think so? He said, I know so. He said, you would like it. Well, I know I would like it, and I like it. Then why wouldn't she like it? Well, you mean you'd give it to me? He said, I'll give it to you if you want to give it to Nancy for her birthday. Well, I can't see any harm in that. I think that'd make a lovely gift. So he said, tomorrow morning, I'll go home and get it, okay? He said, okay. So that evening at supper time, they were talking, and finally Tom looked at Jackie and says, you want to go into town tomorrow morning, Jackie? Oh, no, I don't think I have to anymore. Skeeter said, da-da-da-da-da, we've done some thinking and we la-da-dum. Tommy says, what does all that lee-da-dum mean? He said, we got secrets, don't we, Jackie? Jackie kicked him and he said, ouch! He says, don't let the cat out of the bag. He said, what bag? He said, Jackie, you got a kitty? No, that means you're not supposed to tell anything you're not supposed to. Well, you don't me, I'm no blabbermouth. Finally, Chinky came and cleared off the table, and they were, Tom went out to do some work, and finally Nancy and Jackie and Skeeter were more or less alone, and Nancy says, Skeeter, you were saying something about some secrets. What was it? Oh, you don't think I'm going to tell you, do you? I'm no blabbermouth. I don't tell anything. You won't find out from me that it's your birthday. No siree. I wouldn't tell a... Jackie kicked him. Ouch! Said, you just told her. I did? Nancy smiled. That's what I suspected. You have a gift for me, don't you? Skeeter said, yeah. She said, oh, Jackie, you shouldn't. He said, well, we did. Oh, Jackie, that makes me the happiest girl. Is it something you can wear? Well, I suppose you could wear it if you wanted to, yes. Oh, Jackie, is it something I could hold in my hand? Yes. She could do that, couldn't she, Jackie? Well, yes, but I wish you'd be quiet, Skeeter. Well, I'm not going to tell her what it is. Jackie looked at Nancy and she said, now let me think. Jackie, you got to tell me one more thing. I could put it in my hand and I could wear it. Jackie, could I put it on my finger? He said, well, I suppose you could. Oh, Jackie, that'll be the happiest day of my life. Skeeter had convinced Jackie that he should give Nancy a frog for her birthday, and finally Jackie thought maybe that was what she'd really like. So Skeeter, of course, would always say things when he didn't intend to, and finally it got to the point where Nancy was asking, because she wanted to find out what it was, if it was something she could wear, and he said, well, yes. And finally she says, could I put it on my finger? Well, I suppose you could. And she said, Jackie, you've made me the happiest girl in the whole world. After she left and ran upstairs, she said, see, Jackie? See how happy she is with the frog? You made her the happiest girl in the whole world. Yeah, I guess maybe you're right, Skeeter. Sometimes you just don't know what people would like. Is that what I'm trying to tell you? So the next morning, bright and early, everybody was happy, and they were talking about the big cake that Chinky was fixing for the birthday because he knew about it, and of course, everybody else did now. And at noon, they were going to open their gifts and sing happy birthday and cut the cake. So Jackie and Skeeter could hardly wait. Jackie asked Skeeter, he said, are you going to give her anything? He said, well, no, I'm not going to give her anything. He said, well, I could. He went over to a table on the outside, sort of a picnic table by the pond, and he laid out all his junk. He had a broken knife, and he had pieces of candle and broken matchsticks and wire and buttons and you name it, and he had it. What are you carrying all that junk around for? He said, how dare you call that junk? He said, it's valuable junk. He says, all right. He says, why do you carry all that valuable junk around? He said, you never know when you're going to need it. He said, are you going to give her some of that? He said, well, I don't know. This is pretty valuable stuff, Jackie. He said, I don't think I better give her anything like this. He said, well, I don't think she'd like a knife or a broken button or a piece of candle or a piece of wire or a matchstick or a toothpick. Well, these are my precious things, Jackie. He said, well, that's your problem. At noon, they all sat down, and Nancy was beaming from ear to ear because this was the day that she knew she was going to get something that she wanted. And Tom was in charge, and after they had finished eating, we'll now cut the cake with the candles on it. Nancy